Good morning. Welcome to Murfreesboro Baptist Church this morning. To those in the sanctuary, as well as those online and those that are listening on the radio, I want to welcome all the guests from out of town or in town that are looking for a home church. There's some visitor cards in the pew in front of you, on the back of it. Please fill those out and put them in the offering plate as they're passed around. I would like to welcome Mrs. Lou Ann Gillum. She's going to be our visiting minister today, and we certainly appreciate her filling in for us. I need you to reference the back of the bulletin, and it is full. October is an extremely busy month. We've got Big Wednesday, and you need to call up the church to make reservations. Now, I've heard Marietta say on multiple occasions, "My heart is always happiest when I see more people in these seats." So help Marietta have a really happy heart on Wednesday and sign up and fill out that fellowship hall. On the 16th, we're going to have a deacon ordained in T.K. Warren. Our clothes drive is this month. The Albemarle Food Bank is the third Tuesday. We've got a church cleanup day on the 22nd. We've got the ministry fair on the 23rd. We've got the church assessment on the 23rd. We're also going to start Samaritan's Purse Shoebox, and we end the month with Trunk or Treat. And if you peek around the corner into November, we've got All Saints Day, where we remember those that have passed away in the year before. Got another Big Wednesday, another food bank, and believe it or not, this church has a birthday. In November, this church is going to turn 174 years old. So TK, if you think you're old because you're 70, you're nowhere near how old this church is. So a lot is happening in the next 2 months. I hope everyone can take advantage of those things, those opportunities. But I want to sort of circle back around to the ministry fair. On the 23rd, that will start with a potluck dinner or luncheon. So the church will provide the meat. We're asking people to bring vegetables and desserts. We'll also, at the same time, have the ministry fair, where I hope everyone can. There's a plethora of things you can sign up for, so I hope everyone finds that ministry or ministries that they feel like that God's directing them to fulfill this year and sign up. And the first church assessment. And I can assure you that the pastoral search team has been hard at work. They aren't looking for a minister. They are looking for a best fit minister. So this is their chance for them to speak to you. Rachel, did you have anything you wanted to say about that? Come forward.
I just wanted to give you guys the weekly update. So the search team did meet this past week. What was accomplished is that we narrowed down the questions for the roundtable discussions, the first one being on the 23rd of October. And we will have a second roundtable discussion time as well. So those questions have all been narrowed down. And those questions will be provided to you guys the week before so that you can kind of start thinking about them and be able to discuss them without being put on the spot. We will continue to work on our pastor, community, and church profiles. Those will be finalized after we take the data from the discussions and the surveys. But we're continuing to work on that stuff. Just wanted to update you guys. Pastoral Search Committee will meet again tomorrow night at 6.
So on the 23rd, please circle that date and please try to be here because it's going to be a very important day. And the more people that are there, the better it'll work out for the church. If everyone could stand and sing the choral call to worship, it can be found on the front of the bulletin or in the hymnal, hymn 571, "You Are My All in All."
Thank you.
Inside the bulletin, you'll see the spoken call to worship, which comes from Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion. For there our captors ask us for songs, and our tormentors ask for mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion.
How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?
If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand wither.
Let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth, if I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy.
Remember, O Lord, against the Edomites, the day of Jerusalem's fall, how they said, tear it down, down to its foundation.
O God, thou art on, ye devastator, happy shall they be who take back what you have done to us.
Happy shall they be who take your little ones and dash them against the rock. Let us pray. Eternal God, I pray that you bless us and keep us, Lord. Make your face shine upon us and be gracious to us. I pray that we feel your presence as you are with us wherever we go. I pray the sermon focuses on you and your plans for us as a body of believers. Amen. I invite everyone to stand again and sing hymn number 350, Blessed Be the Name.
Thank you. There's something inside of it. Elaine, you want to come see? One side has something inside of it that is very, very tiny. And the other side is the scripture that goes with it, which is today's story. That is a mustard seed. What do you know about mustard? Elaine? It's what?
Tastes horrible.
Tastes horrible. I don't know that everybody would agree with you. There are probably some people in here who like mustard. Jack?
It's good on hot dogs and burgers.
Good on hot dogs and burgers. I think most people would agree with that, right?
Mostly
artificial hot dogs. Mostly artificial hot dogs. Okay. So mustard starts as a tiny, tiny, tiny seed, but it grows into a very, very large plant, and then from the plant they get the stuff that you see that we put on burgers and hot dogs. There you go. Now, why do you think I have on my charm bracelet, besides it was my grandmother's, which obviously means it's special to me, but why do you think I have a little mustard seed up there? Do you know the story from the Bible about a mustard seed? Well, let's talk about it. Jesus, this comes from the book of Luke. Where is the book of Luke in the Bible?
New Testament.
New Testament, that's right. Mustard seeds are very, very tiny. And Jesus says that if we can have just the faith of a mustard seed, so does that mean we need to have a lot of faith to show people or a little faith? If the mustard seed is tiny, are we talking about something small or big?
Small.
So we start out with a small amount of faith, and from that small amount of faith, can we grow into something bigger?
Yes.
Yeah, and we do that, like the mustard seed grows into a big mustard plant, by doing what? What can we do to grow our faith?
Water it.
Water it. How do we water our faith? By doing what? Where are we this morning?
Church.
We're at church. We come to church. Where do y'all come on Wednesday nights?
Kids Club.
And what do we do at church and at Kids Club and Vacation Bible School and all that? What do we do?
Talk about Jesus.
We talk about Jesus. That's how we water our faith.
Praise the Lord.
And we praise the Lord. That's right. So let's say a blessing. Or let's say a prayer. God, we ask for a mustard seed-sized faith. Help us to believe and never doubt your mighty power. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Our New Testament reading this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The word of God for the people of God. We have got a lot of people that we need to remember. Of course, we need to remember all those people in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina that have been affected by the hurricane over the earlier part of the weekend. We also need to remember Genevieve Broadhead, Edwina Bailey. Edwina Bailey is the wife of Dr. Rick Bailey, who was our interim minister. Tom and Ann Calkins, Cliff and Janet Collins, Byrne Davenport, Brandy Harris, Landon Heller. Now, Landon is the Chowan student. About 2 weeks ago, he was in a really bad accident, got hit. He broke his arm, broke his leg, broke several ribs. I think he had his spleen removed. He's gone through multiple surgeries, so we need to keep him in our thoughts and prayers. T.W. Hill, Charles Paul, Doris Taylor, Cheryl Whitley, and Randy Whitley. Are there any other names that I've missed? Larry Futrell. Randy Copeland. Anyone else? Please join me in silent prayer, thanking God for those who are better and giving comfort to those still battling issues. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, went about healing all manner of sickness and disease among the people, continue in our hospitals his gracious work among us. Console and heal the sick, and send down your blessings upon all who serve the suffering. Deal graciously with those who mourn the loss of loved ones and friends. Surround them with your love, that they may not be overwhelmed by their loss. Protect all who have been impacted by Hurricane Ian. Ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Invite everyone to stand and sing hymn number 71, Be Thou My Vision. Each one must give as they have decided in their hearts, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Oh Lord, we thank you for our pastor and our elders and teachers who nurture us spiritually. We thank you for each member who uses their gifts to bless others. We give our tithes and offerings to you now to support the ministry of this church in our community and worldwide. Amen.
Thank you, choir. Thank you, Paula. So good to be here. And Paula, I appreciate your playlist today. You had lots of my favorites. Thank you so much. Murfreesboro Baptist, I am so glad to be with you all today. First, I want to bring you greetings on behalf of my day job, which is the Director of Church and Community Relations, many of you know, across the street at Chowan. Thank you for how you continually invest in our students. Your giving matters. You keep giving to support our students that are receiving the Chowan Christian Service Association scholarship. And we've got another great batch of Christian leaders who are ministering beautifully on our campus and campus worship, in the dorms, on the athletic team. So thank you so much for your generosity. I also bring you greetings on behalf of my family. My daughter says hello, Maddie Grace. She is studying in Morocco, and today she's on a field trip with her university, and hopefully she is riding a camel today. That was on her to-do list today. She's out somewhere in a desert, and I'm only slightly nervous. And I bring you greetings on behalf of myself. I find it a real treat and joy to be with you. I consider Murfreesboro Baptist my first home church in Hertford County, and I feel like I'm an adopted daughter here. So it is a treat to be with you all today. And it is a delight to be with you on this Communion Sunday. Today is World Communion Day, where folks are breaking bread together all across the globe. How special that we as believers here in Murfreesboro are having communion while people everywhere else are also celebrating the sacred ordinance. A few years ago, I was visiting a church on World Communion Sunday. And row by row, we were invited to the communion table. And on the table, there were a variety of breads representing different parts of the world. I can't remember them all, but I remember seeing pita bread, Irish soda bread, I believe there was a baguette, maybe some Italian bread, tortillas, and cornbread. I thought, oh, that's so cool. As I approached the table, the choices were overwhelming. Should I take the Irish soda bread? And in honor of my ancestors, you know, I did that DNA test. I'm 21% Irish. Maybe I should have taken that. Or cornbread. How cool to eat cornbread for communion. I've never done that. But I drew closer. As I drew closer, I saw the label. It was Jamaican sweetbread. It had raisins. I'm not a fan. I think raisins are the meanest thing you can ever do to a cookie. I don't like raisins. This is not the bread that I wanted. But it was the bread that called me. This bread would help me taste and remember. That World Communion Sunday lined up right with the devastating path of Hurricane Matthew. And Hurricane Matthew was headed straight for Jamaica. I ate that little bite, and I remembered Jamaica. And I prayed for God's mercy. I echo that same prayer today by all those affected by Hurricane Ian. As we think of communion, we think of its origins. In our scripture text today in Deuteronomy, if anybody wants to go there, it's Deuteronomy 16, verses 1 through 3. This is where the Lord's Supper evolved from. We have to go back to the Old Testament and find our roots there. If you will, hear our scripture text today from Deuteronomy 16, verses 1 through 3. Observe the month of Abib by keeping the Passover for the Lord your God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. You shall offer the Passover sacrifice for the Lord your God from the flock and the herd at the place that the Lord will choose as a dwelling for his name. You must not eat with it anything leavened. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread with it, the bread of affliction, because you came out of the land of Egypt in great haste, so that all the days of your life you may remember the day of your departure from the land of Egypt. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The month of Abib, it means the beginning of the barley harvest. And the Hebrews were to prepare a Passover meal. Our text reveals very specific instructions. And one of the very big deals was the bread was to be unleavened, no yeast. The unleavened bread named here in our scripture is called the bread of affliction. God is asking the Hebrews to make this bread, to taste this bread, eat this bread, and remember. Taste and remember. Remember. Remember where you came from. Remember you were once enslaved. Remember you had to get out of Egypt and you had to do it in a hurry. Remember, Remember how hard life was in Egypt. And remember how hard it was as you journeyed out. Remember when you eat this bread of affliction, remember that I redeemed you from the evil Pharaoh. I was with you then, and I am with you now. Back in April, I shared the scripture with our CCSA students. But before I did, I was preparing for this meeting. This was going to be our first dinner with donors and students since 2019. The first dinner since the pandemic. I was having some anxiety about it. A big group of us eating together, maskless, side by side. I could see the headlines. Gillum kills top donors at Chowon University. Spreads the COVID. I'm a Southern Christian woman. Of course I'm going to the worst case scenario. One of our traditions at the spring dinner is for us to observe communion together. I wasn't ready for us to go back to our normal tradition, which is to fill a clay chalice with the juice and put it in the middle of the table. And for us to have pita bread, we would do this by intinction. We would pass the chalice around and we would dip and then eat. All that touching, oh my gosh, my germaphobe self was, I had a lot of COVID anxiety at that time. So I ordered the pre-filled cups. We have some here today. They came in. February 2021 was their expiration date. That's why they taste bad sometimes, y'all. They're expired. I have connections at First Baptist Ahoskie. I tried to get some from them. They, too, had expired pre-filled cups. I kept begging. I finally found some. I mooched them from y'all. Sorry about that. I don't think they were expired. I was sharing my problem with my dear mother-in-law, Marlene. I was sharing my problem. I really wanted her to listen, and I wanted her to listen, but as I'm complaining, she blurted out, "Those are awful. I told my church, if we're going to use them again, I'm packing. I'm packing my own juice and my own bread." That's what she said. Any of y'all feel the same way? I know, you wince when you see the cups. Those cups, they were around before COVID. But to me, they represent our bread and our juice of affliction. They remind me of the suffering that we have had corporately, what we have had to endure this past 2.5 years. But they also fill me with gratitude. They remind me that they have given us the opportunity to still safely participate in the sacred, holy ordinance. I know I will use them again. And when I struggle to get that top open, and I taste that fake juice that tastes like bad Kool-Aid, and I eat that very, very unleavened bread, I will taste that. And I will remember how God has been with us in these very difficult days. Church, Jesus knows our suffering. Let's look at Luke 22, verse 14. It is Jesus' last Passover meal. Starting in verse 14. When the hour came, he took his place at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Yes, Jesus suffered. The taste of unleavened bread was still in his mouth when he was betrayed by Judas. The Passover wine was the last thing that he drank before Peter denied him. Jesus was tried all night long by religious and government officials. He was accused of blasphemy. He was accused of not loving and honoring his father. He was tortured, and then he died on a cruel Roman cross. Jesus knows our suffering. He has eaten the bread of affliction. He knows all our pain, our communal pain, our personal pain, our relationship pain. He knows our physical, our emotional, and our spiritual pain. He knows. But there's even better news, folks, than just about Jesus being with us in our pain. Jesus, listen again to Luke 22, just verse 15 this time. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Jesus is talking about a day when God's kingdom is on earth like it is in heaven, when all will be made right, no more suffering, no more tears. That happiness that the choir sang about will be forever. When I worked at the North Carolina Baptist Assembly at Fort Castle, different ministers would come and lead devotions for us. The devotion that I remember the most is the one that I tasted. Thomas Hinton, the associate pastor, music minister at First Baptist Lenore, he always was good to us staffers. He always treated us well. He built relationships with us, and anything he said, I was there, and he had such good rapport with us. And it was his night to lead a devotion with us. And he had this huge yellow cake covered in white icing. It was a party cake. It was like a birthday cake. Whose birthday is it? Instead of a birthday party, we had communion. We had communion with this birthday party cake. This blew my mind. I was only 18, 19. My communion experiences were very limited at that time. I was used to my home church's wafers, which were little square pillows about the size of, anybody remember Chiclets? That's what we used. That's what we used. But here, this beautiful cake with icing. And you know what he shared with us that I taste and remember? He shared that this cake is the symbol of celebration. Because of Jesus' great act of salvation, we can celebrate. We are released from our sins, and we can taste and see that the Lord is good. What a privilege to come to the Lord's table with you. When I taste that matzo bread, I'm avoiding the cups, but I appreciate that they're here. I appreciate that you're providing for people. Thank you. But when I taste that matzo bread, because this is the only place that I've had it, I will taste and remember this church that I dearly love. I will taste and remember this church who embraced my family. This church, this is priceless, who nurtured and baptized my daughter. This church who ordained me as a deacon, a day I will forever hold dear. There was not a better atta girl that I could ever have gotten. Let us now observe this table. See the broken matzo representing Jesus' broken body. Let's taste and remember how Jesus suffered for us. He was broken for us, and he bore our sins. Let's taste and remember those in this church, those in this community who ache and who hurt, those who have grief and those who have suffered, those who have physical pain. Let us bear with each other in this suffering. Let us taste and remember those in our nation that are suffering from Hurricane Ian. Let us taste and remember on today, this World Communion Day, those who are suffering around the world, those in the middle of war, those experiencing injustice, those that are hungry, and those that are full of despair. Let us taste and remember, Murfreesboro Baptist, Jesus' amazing act of salvation, and celebrate that one day suffering will be no more. A day when we trade the bread of affliction for a party cake. A day when all will be made right. Amen.
taste. This is the cup of the new covenant. Jesus' blood.